It's up to the Summit County Council as the governing board of the Recreation District to have the final say how the funds approved by voters from an open space bond election are spent. Friday's positive recommendation means that the Recreation District Board, in principle, agreed with granting $500,000 to the open space easement, as well as the terms of the recreational access agreement on the Oscothorpe property. Following this unanimous vote by the Rec Board, Summit County Councilmember Kim Carson told KPCW that both the amount and access agreement are just preliminary.
Unfortunately, there's still some finalization that needs to take place on the documentation, and then there's additional work that the county needs to do on its end also. So most likely at our meeting on October 10th, we will be reviewing all of these documents and providing a final approval for the grant agreement and also for a recreational access agreement for winter recreational use on the Oscothorpe property.
The access will only be used during the winter months as the Oscothorpe family uses the property during the summer to grow hay.
It would be through the property, and it would be primarily trail set for, you know, for instance, snowshoeing, hiking, or cross-country skiing.
Carson expects that an additional contribution will be made by Summit County, but that wouldn't be finalized and announced until the October 10th County Council meeting. Summit Land Conservancy Director Cheryl Fox, who has led the effort on this, said it's a great day.
This is a great day for land conservation in the Snyderville Basin and Park City. This positive recommendation that Basin Recreation is forwarding up to the County Council moves us a step in the right direction, we hope. The Summit Land Conservancy has been working for 18 months. And the County Council has been working for 18 months also to come to some agreements on how to fund the perpetual conservation of the 158 acres on Old Ranch Road. And, we're excited that it looks like we are about to have that agreement.
While the vote was a great step in the right direction, she said there's still a lot of money to raise.
The Summit Land Conservancy still has significant money to raise in order to save the farm, so we're not done. You know, because this grant, this agreement hasn't been finalized, I don't know what the final figure is, but it is significant.
That's Summit Land Conservancy Director Cheryl Fox. Again, the Summit County Council will be finalizing the agreement and the amount at the October 10th County Council meeting. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.